Coming up on episode number 720, it's Thursday night, cover story night, and since one of the lead singers just had a birthday, that was Mr. Glenn Frey, let's do a cover story for the great California band, The Eagles. You'll hear covers of some of their greatest hits as well as some of their lesser-known tracks. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another episode of Coverville, another cover story episode of Coverville, where we train our lenses on one musician or group and then play you several different covers of or by that group. Tonight, it's all covers of The Eagles, great California band, started in the 70s. And this is a tough one to pull off because you listen to Eagles covers. Like if you just go to iTunes or eMusic or Amazon, you pull up some of your favorite songs that the Eagles put together, then you're going to find that a lot of them sound just like the originals. You're going to find a lot of country versions that, again, sound just like the originals. So trying to find stuff that sounded different, sounded unusual, was tricky. But I think you're really going to enjoy the stuff we put together here for you tonight. So let's do it. And before we do that, let's listen to a request that kind of prompted doing tonight's show.
Hey, Brian. Dave from Viario. Hey, I was wondering if you knew any good covers of the Eagles, Get Over It. I thought it might be a good idea to do an Eagles cover show. Not sure if I've ever done one in past annuals of Coverville, but hey, they're a great band, and I'm sure there's lots of good covers out there. Oh, and I think you also got a musically challenged for me floating around out there, hoping to hear that soon on the show. Hey, thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave, in Peoria. I did look for a cover of Get Over It. No luck, man. That not a lot of people have covered that in a style any different. There's so many sound-alike covers. There's a Kidz Bop version. No, couldn't pull it together, but I will do your Eagles cover story for you. How's that? Let's kick things off with the title track to one of my favorite albums by the Eagles. It is The Long Run. It's performed by Real Big Fish.
Did you do it for money? Did you do it? us seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. A rich old man, and she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every pawn a refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man who's cold as ice. Well, you can hide your lying eyes and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. She gets up and pours herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. Well, you can hide your lying eyes and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes.
That is Lipstick. You may remember Lipstick from a few weeks ago. I played their cover of Tom Petty's You're So Bad on the Tom Petty cover story from a few weeks ago. That's them again from their album Everything Is Good with a cover of the Eagles' Lion Eyes. Before that, Witchy Woman, covered by a woman who played a witch on Broadway, completely unrelated to this song, Kristen Chenoweth. And she sang that for the soundtrack to the film Bewitched. You remember the one just a few years ago with Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell? No, you don't remember that one? That's probably better that you don't. Before that, Chromeo with their cover of I Can't Tell You Why from the 2010 collection Uncovered 2. And we started off the set with Real Big Fish and their cover of The Long Run, nice ska version of that from their great covers album Fame, Fortune, and Fornication. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audible, AudioEngible. How about audible.com? How about a free book? You know, how about a free audio book or audio magazine or audio program? There's tons and tons of audio program. Over 75,000 audio programs available at Audible. And you want a free one? Fine. Fine with me. Just go over to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville and claim your free music, your free audiobook. Again, that address is audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Well, did you think there would be a cover of Hotel California in today's show? Yes. And did you think I'd resort to playing that same version that I've played so many times on the show, the Gypsy Kings version? Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to play a version by a group called Pink Turtle. They are a French swing group. And their 2009 album, Pop in Swing, has a bunch of great covers on it, all done in that same kind of funky swing style. I love this. Here's Pink Turtle and their version of Hotel California.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There stood in the doorway, I heard the mission bell, and I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven, or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle, and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely face.
Plenty of room at the Hotel California.
Any time of year,
any time of year,
you can find it here. Her mind is Tiffany twisted.
Tiffany twisted.
She got the Mercedes Benz.
Mercedes Benz.
She got a lot of pretty, pretty boys.
Pretty boys.
That she calls friends.
That she calls friends.
How they dance in the courtyard. Sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember. Some dance to forget. So I called up the captain, please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969.
And still those voices are calling from far away. Wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely face. And even it up at the Hotel California. What a nice surprise. Bring your alibis.
Mirrors on the ceiling, the pink champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with the steely knives,
but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightmare, we're programmed to receive. You can shake out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yes. nothing to believe in. Still, you're coming back. You're running back. You're coming back for more. Somebody love you before.
so cool. That is the Langley Schools Music Project with their cover of Desperado. Now, the Langley Schools Music Project was recorded in 1976, 1977. Basically, there was a Canadian teacher, Hans Fenger, who took over the music department at the Langley School District in British Columbia. And he himself never cared for kids' music. He felt like it was condescending and that, quote, it ignored the reality of children's lives, which can be dark and scary. So he wanted the kids to sing songs that were real to them, that were, you know, that were much more important to them, obviously, than the usual kids' songs that they had to sing. So he had them cover songs like Desperado and Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings, Space Oddity by David Bowie, which is a great one. A great album that came out, Innocence and Despair, was a compilation of the two albums. Came out in 2001 after they rediscovered these recordings from 1976, 1977. And just the little tiny voice on that song just blows me away every time I hear it. I just love it, and it brings out so much of that song that you don't hear otherwise. Desperado by the Langley Schools Music Project. Before that, Talk About a Voice, Etta James and her cover of the Eagles' Take It to the Limit. For a song that was included on her Gold album, you know, her greatest hits collection, I'm amazed that I hadn't heard it before today. I love that. Etta James and her cover of Take It to the Limit. Then we start off the set with Hotel California by Pink Turtle from their 2009 release, Pop in Swing. All right, just really quick, November 26th, telling you again about Coverthon. Find out more information at coverville.com/coverthon. And that's basically going to be a 24-hour live cover feed. No, it's not going to be a podcast. The only way you can hear it is to log on to coverville.com/live and listen to the live feed, which will start at noon Mountain Time and go all the way until noon the following day, that Saturday. 24 hours of covers, 24 hours of me sitting in front of the camera, playing songs, playing requests, chatting with people in the chat room, all that stuff. And lots of special guests, Patrick and Terpster and Nicole Spagnolo from Movielicious and other shows on the Frog Pen Studios Network, Scott Johnson, of course, hopefully Randy Deluxe, Brian Dunaway, all those folks lending a hand. Dan Klass from The Bitter's Pill has agreed to jump on for a bit. Tim and Michelle from 500 by Midnight, the Las Vegas podcast, have agreed to jump on for a little bit. And I'm letting them, if they want to, I'm letting them control the airwaves. Seabass, yeah, if you remember him from the Tired Thumbs podcast that I used to do with he and Charlie George and Shoujo from AIE, he's going to be on it as well. So tune in. You've got to tune in. You got to hear it. Also, it's being done to raise money both for Coverville and for Alzheimer's research. So you'll find donation information on coverville.com/coverthon, C-O-V-E-R-T-H-O-N. And make a pledge, make a donation. Feel free to sponsor an hour, and you'll get your name and your logo on the feed for that hour that you sponsor. Check out coverville.com/coverthon for more information. You know, I said I was going to do that quickly, and I didn't do it very quickly at all, did I? Let's get to some ukulele. This is Hotel Honolulu, the Hawaiian tribute to the Eagles. A fun little album that I discovered. Performed by CMH World, it is one of these nights. Thank you.
Thank you. was standing all alone against the world outside, and you were searching for a place to hide, lost and lonely. Now you've given me the will to survive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
As far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest voices in rock and roll, one of the greatest male voices in rock and roll, Paul Carrack, from his album Blue Views, which came out in 1995 with a cover of the Eagles' Love Will Keep Us Alive. You know Paul Carrack from Ace, had the hit with How Long or Squeeze, with Tempted. He was also a member of Mike and the Mechanics. And he's had just an amazing solo career as well. Paul Carrack and his cover of Love Will Keep Us Alive. Before that, Yvonne Elliman, who you may remember from Saturday Night Fever, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. She sang the song If I Can't Have You. And it's interesting, that wasn't originally the song that she was supposed to sing for Saturday Night Fever. They originally wanted her to sing How Deep Is Your Love, but the producers decided they wanted the Bee Gees to sing that one, so they gave her If I Can't Have You. That was her cover of the Eagles' Best of My Love. You'll find that on her 1997 collection, The Best of Yvonne Elliman. And like Yvonne Elliman, who was born in Honolulu, before that you heard One of These Nights from Hotel Honolulu, the Hawaiian tribute to the Eagles from CMH World with their cover of One of These Nights. That album, great album, tribute to the Eagles, all covered instrumentally with ukuleles and other traditional Hawaiian instruments. Came out in 2007 and worth checking out if you like. Well, if you like either of those things, Eagles or Hawaii. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message in the show notes at coverville.com for this episode or any other episode of Coverville. If you are a Coverville citizen, I got to tell you, you're going to be in for a real treat when we get to the Eagles episode of Coverville bonus tracks, because I've got the original version of Seven Bridges Road. I've got a song by a group that the Eagles toured with that may or may not be the inspiration for Hotel California. I'll leave that up to you to decide. But if you're a Coverville citizen, you'll get that in every other episode of Coverville bonus tracks as they come out. Let's see. Tuesday. What's Tuesday going to be? I think it's going to be a... Oh, you know what? We haven't done an a cappella show in a while. Let's do a Coverville a cappella show on Tuesday. Stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. What? Yes, you can find out more about that over at Frogpants.com. Podcast so good, it's like you're there. Podcast.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.